This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. I have a wonderful idea for the city of Seattle. I just saw a story this morning about Rite Aid pharmacies around the country. They have been plagued with, like every business, particularly bad around here, Rite Aid has been plagued with vagrant bums hanging out in their doorways. And so they have come up with a corporate strategy to try to drive the vagrant bums away. Barry Manilow.
They fell in love.
Yeah. His name. And I'll tell you something right now. Barry Manilow's a great artist. In fact, we were having a little debate before. I got to stop the music for this. So we're deciding which Barry song, because I told you about seeing Barry Manilow at the fabulous Mirage Hotel Casino, Las Vegas, Nevada, many, many years ago. He's a fantastic showman, has an amazing catalog of music. He's a great performer. People can goof on him all they want, but you know who the goof is? It's the goofers. So anyway, we're trying to decide, well, Rite Aid is going to play Barry Manilow to try to drive homeless people away from their stores. And we go, what Barry song should we play? I go, well, Copacabana's kind of annoying among his songs. And Nicole has the audacity to say, well, everyone hates Mandy.
Well, I mean, you hate to hear it over and over again. You might be okay with it once, and you're like, oh, that's precious. But you definitely will hate it after a couple.
No, you were sitting at your desk, and your quote, word for word, everyone hates Mandy. And come on. And what I said is, anybody who hates Mandy is dead inside. You are just a soulless husk of a body walking around if you hate this.
I remember all my life, raining down as cold as ice.
I don't know why you would hate Copacabana.
Compared to this. So anyway, here's my great idea for the city of Seattle. If this Rite Aid pharmacy strategy works, and Blair, yeah, you see, I think Barry is going to attract people to the stores. I think people are going to come and they'll buy their pharmaceuticals back at the counter, and then they'll sit out front, wave their lighters, and they'll just groove to Barry. But I'm thinking the basic underlying strategy by Rite Aid is intriguing. Because how much would it cost compared to what we're spending on all these shelters and everything else? How much would it cost to just put nice audio speakers on all the light poles around the city? And we would just blare stuff that would drive the homeless vagrant bums. Now, I'm not talking about the innocent homeless. I still want to help everybody who wants help. I still want to provide treatment and housing and job training for everybody who wants it. But for the vagrant bums who don't want help, let's drive them out. But it's not going to be Manilow, right? It's messed up. So my question for you is, what should be our city music? I'm gonna get the city council on the show with me in the next couple of weeks. And I'm going to pitch this idea directly to them. Because I think they know that they're out of ideas. And I know that in their meetings, they say, we got to start listening to Monson. But what music do we need to play to drive the vagrants out of Seattle? What should be blaring on the speakers to clean up the streets?
Someone just said, the Dory Monson Show. Go away.
Part of that makes me laugh, and part of that makes me hate whoever said it. Oh, come on. When Barry takes it up a half note there.
I got a love stack. Kenny G?
Oh. Yes. Listen, what was the first one?
Love Shack.
No. Love Shack. B-52s. That's good time. Fun. That's one of my summer tracks.
The Macarena?
How about the song that never ends?
Which one's that?
This is the song that never ends. It keeps, I don't remember the words. It's like, it keeps going, you know.
Sounds like it just ended.
Yeah. I'll find it for you.
What was the one after Love Shack that you said?
Kenny G.
Oh, that would do it. That would do it for me. And I've never met Kenny G, even though we've both been in Seattle forever. I've never met him. I think he's a very
That's
nice...
That's just music, though. Worm. Earworm.
Earworm. No, but from everything I've heard, Kenny G's a very nice man. I don't want to disparage him, but...
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was.
Can you imagine?
And they'll continue
this
singing
is blaring
it
from every light pole in Seattle.
You remember that show with Lamb Chop?
We bring down the music just a skosh.
It's pretty loud.
Sorry about that.
The mix was a little hot. The show Lamb Chop?
No, it's, I forget her name, but...
Oh, Sherry Lewis?
Sherry Lewis, yeah, and Lamb Chop.
Lewis and Lamb Chop.
That's where this song is from.
Oh.
This is a 10-hour loop, by the way.
Put this in Pioneer Square? Blare it? That would do it!
No, but you need something that the person that's just walking from home to work can handle, but you can't just sit out there and listen to it all day.
Well, that's
this
Kenny
would
G.
Be,
no. That's Kenny G?
Well, I think you need lyrics.
There's also that one song from that movie, Mars Attacks, that causes all the aliens' heads to blow up at the end. Spoiler alert.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know which one that is. I've never seen the movie, shockingly enough.
What else we got?
Yeah, we got a lot, man. Okay, you can keep texting us at 98973. Look at this.
Sweet Caroline, what?
If you heard that over and over, yeah, that would do it.
Pharrell Williams, Happy.
People are sending Supertramp. Supertramp. How can anybody suggest Supertramp? I would sit and listen to Supertramp for hours on end. The Slim Whitman?
Yeah, this is the song I was talking about from the movie.
Oh. I like Slim Whitman. I loved when the Slim Whitman album, the infomercial for it, ran nonstop in the 80s. And it had a line in it. He sold more albums than the Beatles and Elvis combined. I mean, something like that was part of the commercial.
Wow.
But it was like in Belgium or something. I mean, I don't know where it was, but they actually had that in the commercial. See if you can find the Slim Whitman commercial. Either of you? Anybody? Nobody's jumping to it. Now, see if you can find the Slim Whitman commercial, please.
All right.
Because it has a line about he sold more albums than the Beatles and Elvis combined. Oh, this is a good one. Disney, It's a Small World. That would do it. Okay, anyway. We've got
Billy Joel. How do you feel about that?
Joel. Get out of here. You know, my show would do it. The person who suggested my show,
that
would do a couple of things. Everybody walking around with a PPM downtown.
We'd learn something.
We'd pick up the ratings, and we'd clean up the streets.
There we go.
At the same time. So. Okay, well, keep those suggestions rolling in on the text line at 98973. Some of these suggestions are awful. My Sharona is a great song. What's wrong with some people?
Mbop would be funny, though. Hanson.
Mbop's a great song. Nobody should disparage Hanson. They're just a bunch of...
This is Mbop.
Oh, yeah. I gotta...
Barbie World? Whatever.
I gotta get to some other... Barbie Girl. Yeah, that's annoying. I got to get some other news here, okay? Did anybody find the Slim Whitman commercial yet?
I was looking.
No, you weren't. You were not. That was the slowest response.
I Googled it.
Slowest reaction ever when I asked for that. Okay, see if you can find the Slim Whitman commercial, please. And I will get to some more stories.
What's the commercial for?
For his album.
Last year, 1,400,000 TV viewers ordered this man's albums and tapes and made him a new American recording star.
Nobody's darling but mine.
And now to fill the tremendous demand, we proudly offer a brand new album by Slim Whitman, the international star whose heart-touching voice has now captured America.
Making believe.
Is all the magic of Slim Whitman, the star who had the number one record in England for more weeks than even Elvis and the Beatles.
That's the line right there.
There you go.
I was off a little bit. He had the number one album in England for more weeks than Elvis and the Beatles? That can't be.